This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What Side of Your Mind, 6 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. I'm Chris Larson in for Scott Hennon today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Todd?
Chris?
Your presence. Attendance is taken. Kevin Flynn off today. So you've got Todd and I here for the next hour. 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or you can text me at 701-352-8661. Our show today is brought to you by Kinder Care. Kinder Care Assisted Living is fully staffed with senior care professionals who are able to assist your loved one during traditional and or permanent care. They've created a home where no one is overlooked and every resident matters. Their relationships are strength-based and are honored to make a positive impact on the people they care for. It's a wonderful facility. Nestled right in the metro. Melody is the owner of Melody and Glenn are the owners of Kinder Care. They have done a great job building this place. It's just a wonderful place to live. Call or text Melody today for a tour at 701-261-3246. That's 701-261-3246. And that's Kinder Care, located in West Fargo. They are one of our sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. And, of course, we want to know what's on your minds. But first, we welcome to the show Joe Pinion. Joe is the host of a show on Newsmax called Saturday Agenda. Joe Pinion, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are glad to have you here on What's on Your Mind. Joe, tell us, first of all, what can our listeners expect when they watch Saturday Agenda?
Well, Saturday Agenda, what we really try to do is put a spotlight on the issues that we feel are not getting the most attention, or look at issues that are in the national spotlight through a different prism. We've seen in the last 7 months, 6 months really, since Joe Biden has taken the oath of office, a world in disarray. We have seen Russia hack one-fifth of the U.S. beef supply. We've seen Russia hack the Colonial Pipeline, providing 45% of the fuel to the eastern seaboard. We've seen Russia hack in a massive cyber hack, one of the largest we've ever seen, 17 different countries impacted, over 1,000 countries, 1,000 companies around the globe, over 200 companies here in the United States. So in many ways, America is asleep at the wheel of global leadership while we find ourselves under siege from our enemies. And that's before you get to China digging a whole bunch of new nuclear silos in the Chinese desert while we do nothing. That's before you get to the Iranian government effectively trying to kidnap a U.S. American citizen who's a journalist from U.S. soil, all while the Biden administration decided to lift sanctions on billions of dollars in Japan and South Korea. So while the mainstream media is focused on the Delta variant, I assure you, the greatest threat to the security of this nation is a Biden administration that showed up on day one under a mission accomplished banner, who doesn't seem to recognize the threats facing a 21st century America.
Joe Pinion, our guest here on What's on Your Mind. Again, Joe hosts Saturday Agenda on Newsmax. And I guess, Joe, what is America? I mean, we're facing a lot under the Biden administration. I mean, where do we sit right now, and what does the future hold in this administration with everything going on?
Well, the problem is, in order to fix the problem, you have to acknowledge the problem exists. In order to save something, you have to actually truly love it. The problem is that we've got a massive crisis on the southern border. The administration does not want to acknowledge that problem, which has a number of ripple effects and unintended consequences, namely the fact that we're seeing 30 to 40,000 people crossing our border illegally and evading capture. Those are people that we know got away from law enforcement on the southern border. That does not include the people we don't know who got away from law enforcement on the southern border. We've got 1.8 million people that we apprehended. So far, it's a record as far as what's happening there. So all told, we've had over 300,000 people who have crossed our border and are somewhere in the United States, destination unknown. And that is, in many ways, is a national security problem. It is a every town USA problem. And if you understand anything, you know that's why we see this rise in Chinese fentanyl streaming across the southern border, decreasing the cost of actual drugs in towns all across this country. And it's no coincidence that as a result of that, we see overdoses skyrocketing as people grapple with despair in the aftermath of these COVID-19 lockdowns that drove many people to the brink of financial ruin. So, yes, I think, you know, and that's just domestic stuff. We can talk about what's happening here with China. We can talk about what Russia has been able to do, getting the Biden administration to greenlight a pipeline from Germany to Russia, all while they continue to hack the free world. It is a mess. I wish I had better news for people, but I think the good news is that hopefully, with programs like ours, with organizations like Newsmax, people can get informed and get engaged and engage in the fight to save our republic.
Yeah, and absolutely, Joe. You know, we talk about pipelines, and obviously there was the Colonial Pipeline attack, the shutting down up this way of the Keystone XL pipeline, but then you've got what Biden did for the pipeline overseas. I mean, all of that is troubling too.
You have to imagine this, right? Either these people are colossally stupid or inept, or this is failure by design. On the same day, we learned that inflation was at a 13-year high. The Biden administration announced that they were going to try to push through $3.5 trillion in new spending, right? To put that in perspective for people, because a trillion here, a trillion there, pretty soon we have no idea what a trillion even means anymore. $3.5 trillion is more money than we spent on FDR's New Deal. In fact, you could pay for FDR's New Deal, adjusted for inflation, three times and still have some extra scratch left over. So that's just how astronomical this spending bill is on infrastructure that has very little to do with infrastructure, because most of the stuff in the infrastructure bill is not infrastructure. That doesn't even address the fact that we had $6 trillion in COVID spending that has very little to do with COVID that has already been pushed through. So, you know, to put that in perspective in tandem with what's happened with the pipeline, you have an administration that continues to put the financial health of this nation in jeopardy, continues to put the financial needs of the people that need work in this country on the back burner, all while they prioritize the wants and the needs of nations that mean to do this nation harm, and in the process, give away the leverage we have in order to bring those countries to heel by giving away, waiving the sanctions against Iran, by giving Russia the pipeline, all while they continue to wreak havoc in Gaza, in the place of the Hamas, where the Ayatollah of Iran is supporting Hamas in that effort, all while Russia continues to wreak havoc all around this globe with their hacking. So that's what we're facing right now. That's what the American people are up against. But again, the good news is that if people get informed and get engaged, that they will have the tools at their disposal to start capturing the hearts and minds of the most important constituency there is, which are their neighbors, to make sure that we can try to preserve the America that we all love.
What, obviously, right now with the Biden administration, what can we do as citizens to right this ship?
Well, I think, and the first important thing is that, you know, nothing happens, in a vacuum, right? So I think many ways people can pick up the phone and start calling their congressman to start asking questions. Why in the world? I mean, look, I think the average person understands that they are not a foreign policy expert. But when you have a nation in Iran that does not believe that America should exist, those are the words, that's not hyperbole, that's actually quotes from the Ayatollah of Iran, right? So when you have a nation of that standing, that we've already seen kill a journalist overseas, now have a spy network try to kidnap someone on U.S. soil, and on that same day, you decide to lift billions of dollars in sanctions on this nation when the Defense Department of Justice announces this spy network to try to kidnap a U.S. citizen, the average citizen should be able to call their congressman, to call their senator, and ask, why? Why would you do something so colossally tone-deaf and so colossally stupid? So I think that issue by issue, we talk about why don't we just reappropriate some of the $6 trillion we've already decided to spend.
Joe Pinion, thanks for joining us here on What's On Your Mind. Wish we had more time, and thanks.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at free steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Man, do I love that song, Todd Mitchell.
That's way out of the Todd Mitchell time machine here. Crocus! Texter and I are kind of going back and forth on Crocus songs. Long Stick Goes Boom, another big one. But I got to admit, 1980 was kind of the year I was buying albums with every spare nickel I had. And Metal Rendezvous from Crocus was one of those jams.
Yeah.
you by CJ and the great folks at DAC Diesel. I've never seen a guy work as hard as CJ over at DAC Diesel. From engines to suspensions, they can repair any part of the diesel vehicle. And they have that additive. That additive, I tell you what. And there's no project too big or too small for CJ and the team DAC at DAC Diesel. Call them at 258-5011 or visit them online at DACDiesel.com. CJ and the fine folks at DAC Diesel. And again, they'll come to you when you need emergency repairs. Their service area includes a 60-mile radius around Bismarck. So if your vehicle is broken down on the side of the road, or if you need an on the spot service, DAC Diesel, DAKDiesel.com, or call CJ today at 701-258-5011. Tell them that What's On Your Mind sent you. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Mike in Williston, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm down here from Alaska, and I listen to your station all the time that I can when I'm visiting here on my friends in Culbertson, Montana, the Eller Camp family. But anyway, your last caller said to call the congressman, right?
Yes, right. Yeah.
Well, that's a waste of time. Because there's only a handful of Congress people that are honest and washing scum. There's nothing you can do right now.
Did you just say washing scum?
That's true. There's nothing you can do as long as we have the million voting online machines.
Washing scum. Gotta admit, I haven't heard that one before. I learn something new every day.
Yeah, I got kicked off of Twitter for using that.
Imagine that. Heaven forbid somebody puts an opinion on social media. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
that.
I put this opinion on there, too, because I had seven different accounts. And but I put this opinion on there. When a nation slaughters their unborn, they schedule their own execution. And I got kicked off of Twitter for that.
Well, I guess you use the word execution. I guess if you use any word that actually implies the killing, but to use the word washing scum, come on, lighten up, Francis. What the heck is with everybody? What's wrong with that? Because guess what? Either side of the aisle believes, both sides of the aisle believes there is scum in Washington. I mean, it's a hilarious. I love that reference. I'm going to be stealing that, Mike. I'll give you credit for it. But
that's okay. You can use it anytime you want to. Now, I have a few side points there. The shutdown in California is because Gavin Newsom is desperately, I call him Governor Lucifer, because if there was ever a portrait of Lucifer, it's Gavin Newsom. I mean, he's a pretty boy. He's rich. He's well-established, well-connected. He's designed, and he talks the most eloquent lies you've ever heard with a smile on his face and a Bowie knife behind his back so he can stab you. But what he's going to get recalled, and John Cox is running, and so is the South Central, Larry Elder, a black man who I highly respect. And I love Larry Elder.
I
love listening to his mom before she passed away. He's a true hero. I hope he's the governor of the Soviet Socialist Republic of Communist California, because it is an S-hole. The waters are polluted. Lifeguards are dying from cancer. I mean, they've got I don't know if you've ever heard of this. It's called a heritage toxic waste site surrounds Catalina Island. And to this day, they still drop clay out of bottom hatch barges trying to cover the DDT by the thousands of tons. Here is the problem. Our country has been taken over. Do you remember the terminology PINKO?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for people out there, these young guys who don't know what PINKO is, it's someone over here egg-sucking all our good stuff and being a socialist on top of that. That's a PINKO when you're half red, you know, and you're a little bit... You're not all the way cop, but you're close. Our country's run by massive amounts of pinkos right now. We have been invaded. Every military agency is corrupted except the Coast Guard. Corrupt. The BLM, Bureau of Land Management, and the Fish and Game, they have their own SWAT teams. Why? Because they wanted to steal our land. Like I said last time about Mountain Pass Mine,
Well, Mike, you're breaking up there.
We did it.
There we go. Mike, you broke up there. Why don't you give me that last sentence or two again, okay. Or your phone broke up. They're hacking your phone, Mike. Yeah, we can hear you now, though.
No. Well, the agencies like the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, they're run now by a bunch of environmental lawyers. They're not geologists. They used to be geologists. They used to be coal mining. Can you guys still hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Well, their goal was to shut down all mining. They wanted to make all of Alaska a national wildlife park. No industry. The BLM was behind it. Thank God they stopped it. Jimmy Carter started this crap with the environmental movement. It used to be called ecologists. Well, now it's got out of control. They're using this to take what they want is control. They want to eliminate the American middle class because it's the most powerful class of people in the world. When you think about it, we have the most money. We have the knowledge, stealth technology, but they're stealing it. We gave it away. Dianne Feinstein is one of the biggest traders in America. Harry Reid, all of them, they are going to go down as the most hated people in the history of America. The people running washing scum right now are the biggest traitors in American history. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm sick and tired of Fox News saying, they're what everybody listens to. No. Fox News is a bunch of liars. And I wish, you know...
They're starting to backtrack a little bit and trying to pander to the conservative talking points a little bit more of late. But I got to admit, it's like, where were you guys during the election? Where were you guys?
That's right. Impeachment. How about Steve Daines in Montana? Trump backed him up, even let him use a big jet for backdrop. Steve Daines threw him under the bus, wanted him impeached.
Oh, man.
That's what our problem is. Our congressmen and senators are so corrupt. We only have a handful.
Mike and Willison, up against the clock so much I can feel it break in half, but thanks for the call, appreciate it. For Once in Your Mind is on the way. It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July 2021 auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 65 acres of potential development land in the northern edge of Bismarck, and don't forget in Cooperstown, July 15th and 16th, a two-day auction for the Dahl family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap iron. Go to Piper's.com.
Three people died of suspected acute carbon monoxide poisoning and two others were hospitalized Saturday after being found at the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. Police are investigating a generator that was located near the travel trailer. Brooklyn, Michigan is about 80 miles west of Detroit. Some Texas lawmakers that ran away from their job because of legislation they didn't like have now contracted the coronavirus after fleeing to Washington, D.C. Dan Naraki explains.
Two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases up to 5 among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all 5 are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one aboard the plane was wearing a mask. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
What's on your mind? Broadcasting from the PetroServe USA studios. On the road today, I'm in Mayville. Todd's in our PetroServe USA studios in Bismarck. I tell you what, if you're hungry, I'm about to make you hungrier with the Monday lunch specials. Let's start over on the Minnesota side. If you want to go to Glendon, you can get cod fillet today. The Valley City location right off of I-94. Chips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. Harwood has sausage potatoes. The 12th Avenue location, cheesy ham and potatoes, or at 205 NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs at PetroServe USA. Of course, they've got the Roma pizzas, 5 for $10. If you're looking for firewood, they have $4.99 a bundle, or a 5-ounce bag of giant seeds, $1.39. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell you what, there's a big event coming up being put on by the Sanford Health Foundation in the Bismarck-Mandan area. It's called the Sanford Health Foundation Great American Bike Race. And here to tell us more about it is Sarah Haugen, the Executive Director of Sanford Health Foundations in the Sanford Health Bismarck region. Sarah, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
What is the Great American Bike Race? Tell us about it.
Oh, boy. So the Great American Bike Race, or as we lovingly call it, GABR, is a indoor spin relay race where teams of people throughout the community come together. They hop on a spin bike. They pedal as hard and as fast as they can for 20 minutes at a time. And all throughout that activity, though, we are raising funds to support the kids in our community who benefit from the funds that GABR raises.
And now, how long has GABR been in the Bismarck-Mandan community?
Yeah, so 2021 marks the 25th anniversary of the Great American Bike Race.
25 years. I just, that is hard to believe. And it's great because I understand that the Bismarck event has been very successful so far.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing in the world of a fundraising event to have this kind of longevity and to maintain a rate of fundraising as high as that we have. And I think it's a different experience, and this community really rallies to support us. So, yeah, we're thrilled, and I couldn't be more proud to get to be a part of the event.
Now, with this Bismarck event, where do the children and young adults, where are they coming from? Who, geographically, who is supported by the Bismarck event?
Yep, so our Bismarck event supports a geographic area about from Jamestown all the way west to the Montana border and north and south in between that, covering central and western North Dakota.
So exciting. And this event, tell us when, where, and how people can get involved.
Yeah, sure. So the event this year, typically we hold the event in April, but with COVID being what it was at the beginning of the year, we proactively postponed the event. So this year we'll host it on August 28th at the Bismarck Event Center, which is a new home for us. And the doors open at about 8 a.m. for teams to start coming in, with that first heat kicking off at 9 o'clock. And you can register online. The easiest way to find us is just by going to gabr.stanfordhealth.org.
gabr.stanfordhealth.org. And again, the event is August 28th at the Bismarck Event Center. Registration is open now. If you go to the website, there's a button at the top that says registration open now. You click that, you fill that out, and become a part of the event, this GABR event on August 28th. It's a Saturday, and it's benefiting a great cause, the wonderful local children and young adults in Central and Western North Dakota. And my understanding that this race that began in 97 started as something really small, something like 10 bikes at the Gateway Mall. Is that correct?
That's true. So in 1997, there were 10 teams. They raised about $10,000, and they were at the Gateway Mall. And so, you know, over the course of the last 25 years, they've exponentially grown. We now have about 100 to 110 teams that participate with us. We've outgrown every venue we've been in, including Century High School. And even, you know, last year, our host of Legacy, it was pretty snug. So we're happy to be at the Bismarck Event Center and have a little bit more space to spread out and encourage more teams to join. There's lots and lots of ways, though, to get involved with GABR. You don't have to love sitting on a spin bike for 20 minutes. I don't. I do it anyway, but I don't love it. And I definitely don't train for it. But, you know, we've got needs for lots of volunteers, and our supporters span the entire United States and into Canada and even a couple other U.S. territories. And so donations come from across a vast region to support this event.
And again, a great event. A great thing to support. I would recommend that if you're looking to support an event that is going to benefit lots of children, lots of young adults, that has had a lot of success in 25 years, because this Bismarck event has raised more than $4.6 million. And again, it started in 97 with just 10 bikes. I'd love to see you guys get to 200 plus bikes, and I really think that the community, again, you can register to take part in the event, volunteer, but however you get involved, just get involved for an event like this, because you are impacting young children, young adults in Central and Western North Dakota, and just knowing that, at least from my point of view as being a younger adult, you know, in my 30s, seeing what the success of the Great American Bike Race, or GABR, has had, makes me want to say, everybody, if you're not doing anything on Saturday, August 28th, and Todd, I challenge you to do this as well, take part in this somehow. Get out to the Bismarck Event Center, register early, register to volunteer, take part in the Stanford Health Great American Bike Race, because you're going to take part in an event that you're never going to forget how important that this is for those around. So one more time, how can people get involved?
So, Scott, people can get involved by going to our website. It's GABR, G-A-B-R, at stanfordhealth.org.
And is there a deadline to register teams, or can they register right up until the day of the event?
You know, we'd like to have teams register as soon as we can. We've only got a certain amount of spin bikes at this point, so the more notice we have, the better. But we will certainly do everything we can to find a bike and accommodate a team if they were to show up that day. They can have my spot.
They can have your spot. Well, Sarah, we are so excited to hear that this is, especially, you know, the year that was COVID. Now we're getting out of these things. Now we can have events like the Great American Bike Race that is going to benefit, you know, kids now and the years to come, and has been very successful in the time, you know, growing from that small event to where we are now. So excited to see this coming. Anything else you want people to know, Sarah, from your side of things as the executive director of the Health Foundation there in Bismarck? Anything you want anybody to know about this event or anything else going on with Sanford Health?
Yeah, Scott, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of things. I think the coolest thing about what we do at the Sanford Health Foundation is that 100% of the dollars we raise go to benefit the mission. And in this case, it's the mission to support those kids that benefit from the Gabber funds that we raise. So every penny that a donor gives to us will support these families through direct patient assistance, but also by supporting our team at Sanford Children's Therapies, who takes care of all of these kids through their therapy needs. And then I think one thing that we learned through our event in 2020 by having to take the event virtual, thanks to COVID and all things pandemic-related, is that there can always be a virtual component to Gabber. You don't necessarily have to Gabber with us in person. We love that people do. The energy in that gym is phenomenal, and it's intense, and it's an experience like you'll never have. But if you can't make it there in person, there's always ways to participate through some creative things. I know we've got one team that can't make it this year because they've got a BMX bike race that they do, and it's a state competition. So they're going to do something cool at their BMX bike state bike race this year. And so people just have the ability to get creative and Gabber in any way, shape, or form they can think of.
Well, absolutely. Sarah, appreciate your time here on the show today, and we'll be in touch and hope for a lot of success for the upcoming Gabber race.
Hey, thanks so much, Guy. I can't wait for you to connect with Jeff and hear more about his amazing daughter, Nora, who's our Gabber star this year.
Absolutely. We are going to bring into the show Jeff Frank. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Absolutely. So we're going to start this and we'll carry it over to the break. But Jeff is the father of the 2021 Gabber star. Her name is Nora, and I'm not going to get into the specifics about your story before the break, because I don't want to take the time. But can you let us know what the name of your team is?
Yeah, so our last name is Frank, so our team name is Nora Frank the Tank.
That is such an awesome name. I'm so excited to hear all about, and this is obviously a very important event to you and your family.
Yeah, it's huge. We do fundraising, and throughout the entire year, we're always thinking about the Gabber and very thankful for the Gabber.
Absolutely. The Gabber comes up here very soon. In fact, it comes up Saturday, August 28th at the Bismarck Event Center. You can register by going to the Gabber website and register to bike, register to volunteer, however you do it. Make sure you get in the fun. Jeff, we'll hold you through the break, and we'll talk more about Nora after the break here on What's On Your Mind.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. We will come back with more on What's On Your Mind. Don't go anywhere.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents, 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. They go the extra mile to keep you satisfied. They've been doing that for over 20 years. One example, their free lifetime powertrain warranty, new Buicks and GMCs, and the vast majority of late model used cars, no additional cost, so you can buy with confidence. 2021 GMC Acadia, meanwhile, there's a $4,600 purchase allowance on most models for current eligible Buick or GMC owners or lessees when you finance through GM Financial. 2021 Buick SUV miles, 0% APR for 72 months. Get the details on that, plus the forthcoming GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, joining us now, Jeff Frank. He's the father of a 2021 Gabber star. We're talking about the Great American Bike Race with the Sanford Health Foundation. Jeff is the father of Nora Frank. And, Jeff, I wanted to talk a little bit about how you became involved in Gabber. Why don't you tell us the story?
Well, our daughter, Nora, she was born at 25 weeks, so she came out just a little bit early, and we spent over 100 days in the hospital the first 100 days of her life, traveling to Minneapolis, it was quite the journey. And ever since then, from that day on, she's been getting stronger and stronger. And it's been a really amazing ride to watch her and the things that she's able to do. Well, it was probably a year and a half in, and we started saying, hey, it's kind of getting hard lifting this year and a half old daughter out of her chair into the vehicle all the time, especially for my wife, it was getting hard. And the gals at Stanford, we go to therapy twice a week, and they said, well, you know, have you heard of the Great American Bike Race, the Gather? We're never heard of it. What is it? And they said, well, it's a fundraising bike race deal that provides families that are affected by cerebral palsy and other delays, you know, funding to help pay for some of vans or modifications and stuff. And that's how we became involved. So I put in a grant. We bought a minivan with the accessories in the back and did not realize how expensive those modifications are. And thank goodness for the Gabber, because they gave us a nice grant to help pay for some of that modification of that van.
You know, as I sit and listen to the story, it's hard not to get emotional because, you know, I, being somebody that's in a wheelchair, know exactly how expensive the modifications are. And just hearing your story, Jeff, has made me, you know, say, let's get involved with this. And really, from what I'm hearing, Gabber has really changed life for not only you and your family, but more specifically your daughter.
Yeah, exactly. For our daughter, they have helped us with even house modifications. A guy, before I had a daughter that has disabilities and stuff, you never once really thought about the curbs on the sidewalk, or you never thought about a handicap rack, or you never thought your eyes are kind of closed to that kind of stuff. And the best part about Gabber is we're actually advocating for these types of things, you know, like my school, that's the school where Nora's going to school at. There's nothing for her to do out on the playground. And so she's the first kid coming through. And I said, hey, what are we, you know, and the school's like, absolutely, they're going to get a swing, you know, a modified swing so she can go out and enjoy recess just like all the other kids. And if, you know, the Gabber just helps out with so many things like that. Modification of our house, modification of our vehicle, driving to therapy twice a week from Hazen to Bismarck. That's about an hour trip, you know, one way, so it's a 2-hour drive every day. They help with that. It's just been amazing.
Well, what's your fundraising goal, Jeff?
Well, last year we raised, I think, right around $6,000, and it would be nice. I always said it would be really cool if I could get to that $10,000 range, and we're kind of always fundraising throughout the year, you know. And last weekend, they had the dunk tank at the Mercer County Fair, and they said, hey, we're looking for people to do some fundraising. So I got a couple of real popular teachers to come and help out and sit in the dunk tank. And we raised, you know, $450 right there on just, you know, people coming out and getting dunked. You know, so that was kind of cool. We do a golf tournament every year. That's where we're kind of our main fundraiser. We raise quite a bit of money at the golf tournament. And this year it's on September 11th. And that's at the Hazen Golf Course, if anyone was interested. And it's a really cool golf tournament because I always say my daughter has to live through modifications her entire life, every day, day in and day out. Everything's modified for her. So I make the golf tournament modified. People have to wear, like, boxing gloves or oven mitts one hole. They have to – I put her wheelchairs, a couple of her wheelchairs over the hole, so it's kind of like miniature golf. You got to putt around the those and – one hole, we use a slingshot instead of a golf ball. You got to slingshot it up there. That's kind of cool. So this year I'm hoping we can maybe hit that $10,000 range.
My goodness, Jeff. Thanks so much. Best of luck to you and your family and all those in Gabber. We got to go. That's it for What's On Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.